This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1674. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 19th, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Germany, Greece, Guam, Guatemala, Korea South, Myanmar, New Zealand, Oman, Palau, Peru, San Pierre et Miquelon, Sri Lanka, Swan Island, Taiwan, USA, Uzbekistan, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The latest attempt of Radio Afghanistan to resume shortwave broadcasting a few years ago did not last very long, and anyhow, it was almost impossible to pick up in North America due to the scheduling. But now David Koenig in England says, state broadcaster Radio Television Afghanistan has started streaming live audio and video from its website. That's rta.org.af. The website is in Dari, which can be translated by selecting Persian on the Google engine, also in Pashto and nominally English. However, apart from a bit of English labeling, most of the English content is actually lorem ipsum, a form of fake Latin used in printing and website design, although maybe they'll be changing that as time goes on. He says Radio Afghanistan is observed on air at midnight 30 to 19:30 UT, while the schedule on the website indicates that Television Afghanistan broadcasts around the clock, including 10-minute newscasts in English at 17:30 and 21:30 UT. Meanwhile, another station in Afghanistan has actually started shortwave broadcasting relayed back to that country. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria first reported it June 14th, saying it went into effect on June 11th via transmitters in Romania. It's called Salam Utandar, that's UTANDAR, in the Pashto language, at 02:30 to 04 on 11545 and at 13:30 to 15 on 15615. But then, with further monitoring, Ivo decided it has a powerful signal right there in Sofia, which made him conclude it's really from the Kostinbrod site in Bulgaria and not from Romania. Furthermore, he could hear both frequencies on their second harmonics, another dead giveaway that it's a local ground wave signal he's getting. Another member of our DX Listening Digest group, Dmitry Medzin in Kazan, Russia, explains that Salam Vatandar is a national independent FM network in Afghanistan, and he's spelling it W-A-T-A-N-D-A-R. He found an Afghan website saying the station was officially seeking a shortwave service provider to cover the whole country 3 hours a day with 100 kilowatts starting this year. And the station's own website is in Pashto and Dari only, www.salamwatandar.com. The broadcasts have been heard by Jorge Freitas in Brazil, June 16th at 02:38 on 11545, with mostly talk but some snippets of music, a weak signal there. By the way, the second harmonics, which Ivo had heard, are 23090 and 31230. He also says very frequently observed with an empty carrier or not broadcasting on both frequencies. But here's another report of it, heard in Japan by Koji Hashimoto, June 17th until sign-off at 1500 on 15615, and also on June 18th. LRA 36 Antarctica remains a tough catch even using remote receivers, but using its own receiver, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal picked it up June 13th at 1910 to 1943 on 15476. Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay, much closer, hears it more easily. He reports it June 14th at 1835 with a YouTube clip. With a better signal than usual, he wonders if they have increased their power, since they had been running their transmitter far below its rated power just due to power supply problems. The nominal schedule, of course, is 18 to 21 UT, Monday through Friday only, but not always on the air, it seems. The full name of the station is Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel. But why is this government station named for an archangel violating separation of church and state? Roger Roger in Germany explains that the Archangel Gabriel is the patron saint of, among other deliverers, garbage men, diplomats, and radio announcers. Now for that broadcast I mentioned last week to Antarctica by the BBC World Service for people down there in the British Antarctic Survey. They do it on Midwinter Day every year, June 21st. It's Friday at 2130 to 2200 UT, but they have a different selection of frequencies and transmitter sites this year. According to DX Remix News Bulgaria, there are five altogether, each running 250 kilowatts, aiming more or less toward Antarctica from their site. But we still may be able to overhear it on some of them. We'll certainly be trying. Here they are. 5905 via Singapore, 5965 via UAE, 7350 and 9535 via Ascension, and 9890 via Wolferton, UK. I expect this is the first time that Singapore or the UAE have ever broadcast intentionally to Antarctica. As we mentioned before, the transmitter near Sydney, Australia, low power on 2368.48, which used to be carrying Radio Simbon and then was mostly Greek music, is now carrying something else. Ron Howard in California has determined exactly what it is. It's the voice of Le Manamea Samoa. It's a Samoan music and talk service which is currently using that transmitter to reach the people of Samoa, at least the ones around Sydney. It says Radio LMS provides the latest Samoan news and music. Their head office is in the suburb called Moorbank. And their website with audio streaming is www.radiolms.com.au. Ron Howard received a friendly reply from someone at the station, glad to know he was listening to the programming, which he is able to pull in on the shortwave frequency. Ian Baxter in Australia helped track this down, and he says they also have a newspaper by the same name. I'd better spell it. It's L-E-M-A-N-A-M-E-A, Samoa. However, the shortwave frequency had been missing for 2 or 3 days as of June 16th. There's a discussion in the Radio Escudas group in Brazil that the government has a plan to migrate medium wave stations to an expanded FM band, turning over the former channels 5 and 6 television frequencies to these stations. It's not clear to me how definite this is or how soon it may happen. That means 76 to 88 megahertz, which of course is already used for FM broadcasting in Japan, so it shouldn't be too difficult to get receivers covering that range. And there have been similar proposals in the U.S., but the few TV stations remaining on 5 and 6 are reluctant to approve that, if they have any say about it. On June 18th, Steve Canny in Ontario wrote to Harold Sellers, "I just noticed CFRX was off the air from 6070. The engineer informed me that the PA mixer in the transmitter was faulty and is being sent back to the manufacturer." Gokapus replies on the ODXA group, "Several years ago, some thugs damaged the transmitter box for CFRX, and they had to send the equipment to Rochester to have the whole thing rebuilt. It took them several months before they were back on the air." Andy Reid refers to a CRTC notice, an application to move the FM relay of CBC Radio 1 for Moncton, that is CBAM-FM, which replaced CBA 1070, away from the RCI site. The application says the RCI site will be closing, and Andy says this suggests CBC is indeed selling off the Sackville site. In the British DX Club, Nick Rank reports hearing offshore history radio with old Radio North Sea International recordings from New Year's Eve 1971. He heard it Sunday morning, June 16, 2013, at 0125 on 6070. From 0153 until 0205, they repeatedly identified as this is 6070 Offshore History Radio. And then there was another recording of RNI. Good reception. This, of course, is the station in Germany, formerly known as Radio 6150. Still giving their website as radio6150.com. Since the bombshell announcement June 11th that the Greek government was abolishing ERT, the national public radio and TV broadcaster, immediately, there's been a great deal of protest and a lot of uncertainty as well. However, the shortwave transmissions have stayed on the air more or less, carrying something. Most of the time, apparently, still a ERT service produced by the people who no longer work there officially, but they've managed to keep it going. The situation was summed up well in an article in The Guardian on June 17th, which begins, "A Greek court has ordered the state broadcaster ERT back on the air while it is restructured, allowing squabbling leaders of the governing coalition to move towards a compromise that avoids early elections." The exact shortwave schedule has been varying. I think at best just to say you should check the well-known frequencies at any hour of the day or night. 15650, 15630, 11645, 9420, 7475, and 7450. Oh, and also 9935, which may or may not be carrying a separate Macedonian service. Check the latest DX Listening Digest for all the information about this situation, including a schedule put together by Ivo Ivanov. On June 19th, Christos Rigos in Illinois summed it up for us this way. "The three coalition political parties are trying to hammer out a way to reopen ERT in order to comply with the court decision. There are two options. One, provide two-month work permits to all past ERT workers and resume ERT broadcasts until the new entity, NERIT, becomes reality. Or the other option, operate ERT under the Greek Parliament umbrella with 400 to 500 temporary workers until the new entity becomes reality." New Democracy leader Antonis Samaras, who has orchestrated the ERT closure, is pushing for the second option. The minority government coalition partners, Dimar and PASOK, want the first option, but don't want to go to the extreme, which would mean new parliamentary elections. Latest news about the status of Radio Verdad, Guatemala's only remaining shortwave station on 4055, whose license is up for renewal, and there was some doubt about it. This is from Dr. Edgar Madrid of Radio Verdad as of June 17th. He says, "Although I have not been officially notified, I've been informed by telephone that yes, they will authorize an extension of my shortwave frequency, except I have to pay about $1,200, a quantity which is not easy to raise." Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, was hearing an NID on 15030, June 15th at 1725 in an Asian language, ended at 1730. As Hasegawa in Japan has the answer, it's the second harmonic of 7515, Voice of the Martyrs in Korean via the Tashkent, Uzbekistan transmitter site. Not only has Deutsche Welle been running a photo contest to honor itself on its anniversary for listeners to participate, but so is KBS World Radio in South Korea. Akbar Indra Gunalan posted news about this to HCDX. There will be 60 lucky winners who will get prizes. The details on their website, world.kbs.co.kr. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1674. Much more info at our website, www.worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who always sends a solstitial greeting with a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka tells us Myanmar appears to be regular on 6165, replacing 7110 at 2330 to 0130 UT. Since none of the times for the DX program from New Zealand mailbox are convenient here or well received, I usually wind up going to the website to listen later. And on June 18th, I was pleased to find this announcement. Latest audio is now available in our new program section. All audio is downloadable and we'll be maintaining an archive on each page. Changes coming over the next month. We'll be moving the content on this site to a new home at www.radionz.co.nz. The new site will allow us to keep permanent archives of audio programs, show more comprehensive schedules, and will also continue to provide search access to over 70,000 Pacific news stories. I should add that after the website I just gave for the shortwave service, Slant International, the specific page for mailbox now links to audio not from the last two, but the last four programs, with presumably more to come, although Adrian Sainsbury says he's off to Britain for another long vacation. Radio Sultanate of Oman has gone back to its original frequency, 15140, not only for English, but for further broadcasts in Arabic. In the NASA flash sheet, Bob Montgomery in Pennsylvania reports it first June 11th, around 2000 UT. Then on June 12th, Stephen Wood in Massachusetts tells us he heard it at 2120 tune in on 15140 in Arabic, but it went off at 2158. Later at 2345, he was hearing them on 15355. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports June 14th, hearing them in the middle of the English hour at 1429. Excellent reception on 15140, replacing 15560. Tony Malloy in the UK also reports excellent reception at 1500. On June 15th at 1755, Jorge Freitas in Brazil reports hearing them in English, but then going into Arabic at 1757. That would certainly be a new time for English, unless it was just a clip. On June 18th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria put together this schedule after the English hour until 1500, 15140 continuing in Arabic until 2200, and then 15355 from 22 to midnight, and an additional new frequency, 9760 in Arabic from midnight until 02 UT. However, there's still some interference problems, colliding with Voice of America, All India Radio, and Radio Veritas Asia at certain hours on these frequencies. We must not think of Angels 1 through 6 as applying to specific transmitters at World Harvest Radio in South Carolina or Palau. I've been looking over their website, which is always confusing, but as best I can determine, each of those angels applies not to one transmitter, but to a program, stream, or service. Angel 5 used to apply to South Carolina, but now Angel 5 applies to Palau as well as 3 and 4. Apparently they now have four transmitters at Palau, so they could easily broadcast three programs at once, as they are according to some registrations. However, this was set off by a comprehensive schedule that Ivo Ivanov put together for DX Remix News in Bulgaria, which does show those three as being in Palau, but looking at the times, there are never more than two in use at any one time. Read much more about this in DX Listing Digest 13-25. I continue to monitor on 5980 Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru, almost every evening to time exactly when their timer cuts off the transmitter. It's averaging 5 seconds later from one evening to the next, and as of June 19th, it had just passed 0103 UT. Should you be getting a sporadic ETV or FMDX opening from Newfoundland, be sure to look for the low-power FM stations in Saint-Pierre and Miquelon, of course. A different country, it's actually France. As Jeff Lehman in Massachusetts succeeded in doing, on 102.1, he heard Radio Atlantique, and their RDS display indicated Saint-Pierre et Miquelon. In WTFDA, Charles Gauthier in Quebec says 102.1 is on Saint-Pierre, and there's also 94.5 on Miquelon. Their website is www.radioatlantique.fr, a community-run FM station. I see that second frequency is not in the latest World Radio TV handbook, but it does mention the other station in SPM, Radio Saint-Pierre et Miquelon Première. Its low-power frequencies are 97.9, 99.9, and 98.9. Joe's Jacob in India now gives us the latest monitored schedule of the SLBC All Asia service from Sri Lanka, now via the Trincomalee site. At 0115 to 0330 on 11905. The first quarter hour is a Christian program in Bangla or in Hindi, and the rest of the transmission is Hindi with occasional Christian programs in English. Then at 11:15 to 12:15 UT on 9770, a quarter hour each of Hindi, Malayalam, Hindi, and Tamil, again including Christian programs. The continuity announcements are now all in Hindi. No broadcasts anymore from Swan Island off Honduras, but there is currently a Hamdi expedition under the call sign HQ8S. It could last until June 25th, depending on the Honduran Navy schedule. More details at HRIOTAS.com, according to W1AW and OPDX. We still have excellent reception of Radio Taiwan International in English via WIFR from 22 to 23 UT on 15440, but not for much longer. Dan Elie at Okeechobee has notified us that June 30th will be the last day on the air for WIFR. This follows drastic, progressive cuts in its own broadcasts as well as in RTI relays. Now all that will be gone. Nothing has been said about what will become of the 14 shortwave transmitters and all those antennas, but they are on rented property, which is a complication. We'd like to see WRMI get them, perhaps at a fire sale price. There's another RTI English relay at 03 to 04 on 6115, but these only have a sesquiweek left or less. Now is the time for North American shortwave listeners to lobby Radio Taiwan International to make some other relay arrangement, if we are still to be able to hear it with loud and clear reception, perhaps via WTWW or WHRI. Via Mike Cooper, here is a brief excerpt from another long rant at BBG Watch. In dangerous locations, nothing beats a portable, multiband, battery-powered anonymous radio, and sometimes a satellite television receiver, if a dish does not give you away as a potential enemy of the state, unless you are searching for U.S. government international radio and television. The IBB is doing everything it can to eliminate these programs and cut off global publics from reliable information from the U.S. government. And the Federalist also says IBB officials and strategists forget that there is no internet radio without radio, and no internet television without television. There is no news content unless someone produces it. There is no mission unless someone understands what it is. Technology will not save a U.S. international broadcaster with a failed strategy. Here's quite a surprise. As Hasegawa in Japan says, at 20 UT on June 19th, I'm receiving AFN on a new frequency, 15599.5 USB, with good reception. Is it from Guam? We don't yet know, but perhaps that will become clear if their other frequency is missing, 13362 USB. Taking a look at the Alki list, I see that, of course, there's some broadcasters already on 15600 at certain hours, but not too long. They include Radio Free Asia, China Radio International, and FEBC Philippines. S. Hasegawa then followed up that it signed off at 2032 UT, replaced at 2033 by FSK on 15602.5, probably both the same transmitter from Guam. Now I'm going to quote the full announcement from Okeechobee by Dan Elier. We regretfully inform you that the final day of operation for WYFR will be June 30th, 2013. This station descended from W1XAL, an experimental class license assigned in 1927. In 1939, the calls were changed to WRUL and to WNYW in 1966. Initially, broadcasts came from Boston. In 1936, the station moved to Scituate, Massachusetts. On October 20, 1973, Family Stations Incorporated took ownership using the call letters WYFR. FSI had been buying airtime from WNYW starting in January of 1972. At that time, the station sported four transmitters and nine reversible rhombic antennas. Construction started in Florida in 1976. On November 23, 1977, the first transmission from Okeechobee went on the air. For several years, WYFR operated simultaneously from Scituate and from Okeechobee. The last broadcast from Scituate took place on November 16, 1979. The Okeechobee site eventually grew to 14 transmitters and 23 antennas. And now we've gone full cycle. Good listening to all in 73, says Dan Elier of WYFR at Okeechobee. I comment, although this is historically correct, the present WYFR has nothing in common with the original WRUL and WNYW insofar as programming, as family radio was dedicated to doomsday predictions. The shortwave facility at Okeechobee certainly is worth saving, but no one is saying what is to become of it. Family radio has been deliberately selling off its FM stations to commercial broadcasters rather than to other religious groups. In the shortwave music category, you might want to listen to Wireless Fantasy. It lasts less than 5 minutes, featuring Morse code of early station IDs, composed by Vladimir Usachevsky. You can probably find it by Googling it up at YouTube or iTunes, but I happen to hear it as the first item on the weekly program from KALW San Francisco, Music from Other Minds. Potential low-power FM operators, get ready. WTFDA's Doug Smith says the FCC has announced that there will be a filing window for new LPFM stations in October from the 15th to the 29th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 18 and 4 June 22nd, 30 and 5 on June 28th. Solar flux peaking at 130 June 22nd to 24th and declining to 100 by July 5th to 7th. And so concludes World of Radio number 1674. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.